This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. Police in Blacksburg, Virginia have requested the cell phone records of Sungwhee Cho to find out if he talked to anyone and perhaps revealed his plans before his shooting spree Monday at Virginia Tech. Loved ones have been holding memorial services for some of the 32 students and teachers Cho killed. The killings hit particularly hard in Smithfield, Virginia. It's a small town famous for its hams. One Smithfield woman was killed at Blacksburg, another student wounded, and a third barricaded a door against the gunfire. Here's NPR's Noah Adams on Smithfield at week's end.
If you run the Smithfield Flower Shop, you will describe the Virginia Tech school colors as burgundy and orange. And Rita Greener has been selling lots of flowers and ribbons.
It's keeping us real busy. Had to work overtime last night just to keep up with the ribbons, people putting them on the trees and all, because a lot of people are from, you know, this area, graduated from Virginia Tech. Matter of fact, at the drugstore where they all work over there, most of them graduated from Virginia Tech years ago.
And their children went there, and their kids. Tech was a land-grant school. It's inexpensive. In the old days, young men would leave to learn agriculture and come back to farm. And Virginia Tech, more than half a day's drive to the mountains in the west, remains the top college choice for Smithfield High School graduates.
Oh, 68.
I-26. Bingo!
And we have a bingo!
The American Legion, the weekly game. Before they got started, there was a moment of silence for the victims at Virginia Tech.
It's the same group that comes up here just about every Thursday night. So, you know, if some one of our members or one of the bingo players passes away, everybody knows it, everybody realizes it, so we observe that.
Try to do our best when it comes to a bingo game.
Jim Trageser and Rick Huebner at the Legion Hall. At the YMCA, I met Rhonda Carlson. She had her two granddaughters with her. Carlson told me about Nicole White, the student who died on Monday.
I knew the young lady that was killed. She taught these girls swimming lessons, so I'm very sad about that. She'll be very missed. It's amazing how much she touched a lot of lives. My husband volunteers for the rescue squad, so he knew her. She had worked with him. It's just heartbreaking.
I went to visit Bill and Lynn Webster, the father and the stepmother of Matt Webster. Matt was hit in the arm by a bullet that had grazed his head. As I arrived, some neighbors were leaving. There were foil-wrapped pans of food on a table.
I tell you, sometimes at times like this, you realize how important your family and your friends are. You know, we believe that God take care of Matt. You know, we can't explain why the others were hurt the way and that everything happened. But, you know, we know that God is with us and comforts us, and their friends and family are also there to comfort us as well.
Lynn Webster told me she was doing fairly well until she saw the video of the shooter on television.
For the families of the victims to see him holding that gun and just to think that some of the kids, you know, that's the last thing they saw, was the barrel of that gun.
As if nothing had happened, the boys of Smithfield came to the community baseball field for their games. A father, Gary Owens, watched from his truck out past center field, knowing that it just seemed like a regular night.
It cuts deep. As a matter of fact, one of my co-workers, I work for Dominion Virginia Power, his daughter was one of the ones that was killed. I can't imagine what the families are going through. My boy's out here playing baseball right now, and you try to apply it to yourself and think, what if it were me? And to be honest with you, that's what I've thought a lot, and thank God it hasn't been me, but I don't know. I don't think I could handle it. I cannot imagine.
Gary Owen's son, the pitcher, is 14 years old, one of the youngsters of Smithfield, who may one day go off to college, perhaps to Virginia Tech. Noah Adams, NPR News.